I'd like to call a meeting of the General Conference Committee at this time.
With about 10 days left to go until the deadline, the Senate and Assembly called a public budget conference meeting. It lasted less than 2 minutes and focused mainly on listing when subconference committees would meet and the relatively small amount of money they could haggle over. Afterward, it was evident that Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos is still smarting after the announcement of a joint accord on ethics reforms between Governor Cuomo and the Assembly. The Senate is needed to enact the proposed changes on financial disclosure, but was left out of the deal. Skelos says senators want to also include the executive branch in any new disclosure laws, but that is not part of the agreement worked out between the other two players.
What applies to the legislature should also apply to the governor. For example,
Senator Skelos held up a book detailing the Senate's expenditures.
Where you can find out where any of our council staff people went, how much they paid for lodging. Everything, all their gas expenses, whatever they chit. The governor, staff, when they move their minions of 40-50 for a press conference, other than for security purposes, they don't have to disclose that.
Skelos and other Senate Republicans also want the domestic partners of top officials to also disclose their financial interests. Cuomo's live-in girlfriend, Sandra Lee, is a Food Network star. She holds many contracts with top national companies. This week, Lee announced a deal with a major liquor manufacturer that has business before the state. Lee has never adopted the role of traditional first lady and has kept her career separate from Cuomo's. The state's Ethics Commission requires officials to disclose information about some of the finances of their married partners. Senator Skelos denies that the proposal is a personal attack on Cuomo.
If the governor thinks then that my wife shouldn't have to disclose, then say that. But again, it's not about his friend. She's a wonderful person. This is about equality in terms of disclosure between the executive branch and the legislative branch. That's what it's about.
Cuomo's office did not have a direct response, but in a tweet, Cuomo spokeswoman Melissa DeRosa called the issue a red herring. Several senators, including Skelos, earn hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in outside income from private law firms, and if the governor's ethics package is adopted, they'd have to disclose more details, including the names of their clients. A top aide to Cuomo said that financial disclosure by live-in partners of officials was not part of the deal struck between Cuomo and the Assembly and would not be part of negotiations going forward. But Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who stood quietly beside Senator Skelos while the senator critiqued the governor's and Assembly's proposals, did not rule out including domestic partners in a final deal on financial disclosure.
That's something that can be discussed. The senator has raised that issue, but I guess that's something that can be put on the table.
Cuomo has threatened to hold up the budget over a number of issues, including ethics and education policy. Senator Skelos predicts a fifth on-time budget, but he says if the budget is late, it will be Cuomo's fault. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.